It's only the second week of the 2020 Idaho legislature, and the Idaho House and Senate seem to have hit their first snag. They haven't figured out a compromise over how the legislature adopts rules that underpin every facet of state government. James Dawson explains.
Last year, the House refused to sign off on a routine bill reauthorizing thousands of pages of administrative rules on everything from vaccination requirements to hunting fees. It wants more of a say. For example, in 2018, a House committee removed some references to climate change and a set of new science standards public schools would have to follow. But a similar committee in the Senate rejected the House's edits, and the standards went into effect unchanged. House Speaker Scott Bedke says that's something that needs to change.
The House is not going to support a going-home bill that includes stuff that they have rejected or that includes stuff that has not been heard, regardless if the rule gets changed or not.
That kicked off months of public hearings to temporarily revive each and every rule, which is how the state is operating now. Just before the legislative session began, Bedke said he and the Senate had reached a compromise on how to handle these rules, which was supposed to be announced last week. No deal has been reached yet, leading some to question whether Idaho state government will operate under temporary rules again next year.
The thought has crossed my mind.
Bedke says he's still hopeful they can reach an agreement. Senate Pro Tem Brent Hill says his caucus is still discussing any potential changes. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.